Darnell Jackson is serving time for attempted murder. In 2004, a prison disciplinary board found him guilty of instigating a riot that led to the injury of several guards at the New Lisbon prison. But Jackson says prison officials denied him his due process rights by refusing to let him see a security camera video they used to connect him to the riot. Jackson's attorney, Michael Helfinger, says that violated Jackson's right to present evidence in his own defense.
And you can't present that evidence if the state doesn't make it available and if the state takes it out of the record. It's fundamentally unfair. It's a question of fairness, ultimately.
A central issue in this case is whether this kind of due process right applies to prisoners being disciplined. Assistant Attorney General Abigail Potts told the court, if it is allowed to apply, it will overburden prison officials trying to maintain order in their institutions.
It is a criminal procedure issue, and to try to kind of force it on a prison disciplinary context is going to have a lot of difficulty.
Prison officials added 6 months to Jackson's sentence as a result of the disciplinary board's ruling. The Supreme Court's ruling in this case could help clarify what legal rights inmates retain once they're convicted and incarcerated. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.